And I'm delighted to have in the studio this afternoon Piers Meadows from Meadows & Co. Good afternoon, Piers.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me today.
Good to have you in here, and thank you for putting up with all the heat this afternoon in here. And we've even had to turn the fan off now so we can hear you clearly. Sorry about that.
You do very well in these temperatures.
I know. Anyway, I hope it's cooler in your office. I'm sure it is. Anyway, Piers, with a name like Meadows and working for Meadows & Co., I presume there's a long family history involved.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to join the firm 21 years ago. My father, Peter Meadows, who still practices, started the Meadows side of the business nearly 50 years ago. And then we've also, over the years, taken over some other businesses which have history going back 80 years. So, as you say, very long heritage within the business.
Because you were known as Meadows Ryan, weren't you, for a while?
That's right, yes. Yeah, you've got good knowledge. We merged with a firm called McNamara Ryan back in 2012, and we only recently changed our name back to Meadows & Co.
Right, okay. Very prominent position, though, right on the roundabout by Church Street.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we feel very honoured and privileged to be in a central part of Weybridge. And our offices also have a lot of history. They were built by King James II, I believe, for his mistress.
Really?
The Countess of Dorchester. So over the years, there's been lots of different types of use. It's been a rectory, a jail, an inn, and now, obviously, a solicitor's practice.
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite a quaint building to go into, I find. You know, I found a certain door I had to go through and so on for reception.
That's right, yeah.
It's like a kitchen door.
Indeed. It's quite a TARDIS. There are lots of sort of hidden corridors, and so we've got quite a number of us in the building.
Right, and you're a managing partner.
That's right, yes. I'm lucky to work with a great team.
Yeah, I'm sure. And lots of specialities, I guess, you have to deal with.
That's right. I mean, we have about 60 people in the business, and everybody does something different. Property law forms a big part of what we do, residential conveyancing, commercial property. We also deal with wills and trusts and family, dispute resolution, employment, business law. So, yeah, so, you know, we serve the community in lots of different ways.
Yeah, well, I've only got experience really of buying and selling my house.
Yeah.
But it is quite a torturous process at times, isn't it? I mean, once I had a chain of, I think, 16, would you believe?
Oh, my goodness.
And we're about to exchange, and the person at the bottom decided to change where they're getting their mortgage from.
Oh, dear.
And in the end, we had to bridge, you know, to make the whole thing happen, and the person we were buying for was bridging as well.
Oh,
so
gosh.
It was quite torturous.
It is. I mean, you know, I think the situation you describe is obviously a very stressful one. And I think, you know, with our job, we often come across people in very, I suppose, delicate times of their life. They're very vulnerable, you know, with situations such as the one you've mentioned, or people who have been recently bereaved or going through a divorce. And you know, I feel very...
Yes.
Privilege that people put their trust in us to help them through those difficult times.
Yeah, and you had to be obviously sympathetic and how you approach the problems.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but stick up for your client.
That's right. We've always got to fight for our client's corner, and obviously we are always acting in our client's best interest.
Are commercial deals any better for property?
I mean, they have their own challenges. I mean, I think obviously when you're dealing with your own house or divorce, it's very emotive because it's your personal interest. Businesses, though, provide a lot of livelihoods, and you know, people will want to make sure that they're successful, they can provide for their families. So obviously that has challenges as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What about dispute resolution then? That must be quite tricky, I would imagine, two sides taking fixed positions and trying to negotiate.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think somebody once said that the best outcome is if both parties feel that they've lost a little bit.
Right.
I mean, it's not an area that I practice in, but my colleagues are very good. Obviously, we try and resolve things away from the courts because it can be quite an expensive and lengthy process.
Mm. And I guess besides, both sides are using professional solicitors. Those solicitors do understand how things operate and how they should work.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it can be a very difficult process, and all parties are encouraged to try and reach a resolution where they can.
Yeah. I understand over divorce now, are there laws that, you know, you have to go to some sort of therapy or consultation, try to mend things before you actually step into divorce?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are lots of areas where people are being encouraged to try and resolve things away from the courts, and I think that's only to be encouraged.
Mm. So what's your speciality?
I'm a property lawyer.
Right, okay.
So, yes, I can sympathise with the experience you went through. Fortunately, it doesn't happen too often.
No.
But I think things could greatly be improved, to be honest, with our systems. I think we've got quite a difficult system whereby you can make an offer to buy a house and then several months later you can still not own it. So I think more could be done there.
Yeah, and what about the Scottish system then? That's where, isn't it, that you're committed as soon as you've had an offer accepted?
I believe that's the case, and I think we could, you know, we'd probably be better doing the same sort of thing here, to be honest with you.
Yes, people would know where they are. There wouldn't be the gazumping. Is there much gazumping at the moment, really?
Not at this moment in time, but it does happen. I mean, when you have a busy market, that seems to be, you know, something that does happen from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the other experience I had was selling a small second property, and the buyer took nearly a year to complete.
Oh, my goodness.
It was one excuse after the other. You know, and I was, you know, several times I was about to pull the plug, you know, and then it's nearly there, you know.
Actually, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pleased it got there in the end.
No, absolutely. Now, Piers, I know you were one of the big sponsors for this year's Waveridge Festival.
Yeah, we're delighted to be involved, and I think it was such a great community initiative. It was so nice to see so many people taking part and supporting all the local shops and restaurants and other businesses. So, yeah, we were really very happy to be involved.
Great, yeah, because, you know, the local economy does depend on people getting out and buying things and contributing to the area, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it gives the town its soul. You know, at the end of the day, if we don't have businesses in the town, then we'd just be a collection of houses and, you know, with an empty high street. So
yeah.
I think it's so important.
And luckily, we've got a bustling high street and Bridge Street, haven't we?
Absolutely, and you know, long may that continue. And you know, as a firm, Meadows & Co. were really pleased to be involved.
Good. I know you do support other things, don't you, and charities?
We do. You know, the community is very important to us as a firm. I think it's very important we give back. We have two charities we support every year. This year we're supporting White Lodge and also Epsom RDA, which are both very worthwhile charities. And we're undertaking various fundraising events and things within the business. And also, you know, community work extends to helping out at schools, careers fairs, sponsoring local sports clubs, and really, you know, seeing where we can help.
Yeah, sure. And encouraging the next generation of solicitors, those who are interested in it.
That's right. I mean, it's very hard to get on the ladder. And I think we've all been there. We've all had that time when, you know, we're not sure where we're going to get our job. And every year we probably have a dozen or so people doing work experience.
Oh, really? A dozen?
That's
quite a lot, isn't it, coming through?
It is. And we all enjoy it. And most of the time they're very enthusiastic. And we try and get them involved where we can. And it's very gratifying when those people who do work experience then come on to work with us, which we've had in several cases.
So valuable to the firm, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, where we can, it's lovely that we get local people coming through the ranks. And I think it's very important.
Yeah, it all helps. Being local as well, it helps the community spirit and the localness of the firm.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, we are a business, obviously, and, you know, that is important. But we are very mindful that we have a community role, and everybody within the practice enjoys that aspect of things.
Great. I do see you've got another couple of locations as well.
That's right. Yes, we have an office in Mayfair in central London, and also an office in Dorset.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's all part of the history of the firm, I guess.
Yes, and you know, it's nice working within different communities. I mean, our base is very much in Weybridge in Surrey. That's the headquarters. We're part of an international association as well. So we have friends in firms throughout the world.
Yes, I suppose there will be international things to deal with.
That's right. And, you know, it's very nice when, you know, if we have a client, for example, who has a home in Spain or needs to make a will in France, that we have friends who we can refer them to.
Yeah, because obviously then there's into the whole issue of the local law in that particular country, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we're only qualified to practice in England. You know, we're very careful to make sure that we comply with all the the right regulations. We, you know, we're not experts in other laws, and but we know the people who are.
Yeah, as a layman, I think I know that the inheritance rules in France are quite different, aren't they? I think you can end up with a house being owned by about half a dozen relatives.
Gosh, that sounds like it would be an interesting conversation around the dining room table.
Yes, absolutely. So there you go. That's it indeed. Well, it's excellent you're doing that. And, I mean, how competitive is the market at the moment? Is there plenty of business?
I mean, you know, we've been around for many years, and we hope that we'll be around in many years to come. And, you know, we're all busy, which we like. You know, we're always grateful for business, however small or however big. You know, I find it very gratifying, you know, how one moment you can be helping somebody on what objectively may be a small matter, but to them it's very important. But on the other hand, you could be dealing with quite a substantial transaction. But, you know, you get job satisfaction from both. And obviously, as solicitors, it's our duty to make sure we give our best and we look after our clients' interests.
Yeah. What about now wills? I mean, there are, you know, if you don't use a solicitor, are there some pitfalls involved if you don't get proper advice?
I think if I had to advise somebody, I would say to them, please make sure you make a will and also a lasting power of attorney. If you don't have a will, then your affairs can be very messy for the next generation. You can leave your children or your grandchildren with many problems that will take a long time to clear up and can be very expensive for them. So I would always recommend that somebody saw a solicitor. I'm not saying just my firm. If you have another solicitor, go and see them. But, you know, please do get legal advice when you're making a will.
Well, I think people have got certain assumptions of what will happen when they haven't got a will, which may not be quite right.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And nobody likes to talk about their demise, and I can understand that. But, you know, it'll happen to all of us at some point, and hopefully it's something that you can make and put in a safe place and then not have to think about for a long time.
No. Well, it's good to have, you know, solicitors around like Meadows & Co. that you can depend upon for good advice as well.
Thank you.
And also very impressed about your role in the community. And thank you for helping to sponsor the Weybridge Festival this year. It was good to see you along there.
Well, thank you very much. And also thank you for having me. And, you know, I think everything that Brooklands Radio does is brilliant. And you were mentioning that, you know, all the volunteer work that goes in. And I think as a community, we should be very grateful for what you're doing too.
Well, thank you very much, Piers. Well, I'll thank you now for coming along to Brooklands Radio today. It's been a joy to chat to you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
And that's Piers Meadows, Managing Partner at Meadows & Co.